Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. US President Donald Trump claims Israel and Iran agree to a ceasefire. Iran denies, Israel yet to comment. Iran attacks US military installation in Qatar in retaliation for American bombing of its nuclear facilities. Global oil prices record sharpest single-day decline in 5 years. Under Operation Sindhu, 290 Indians and one Sri Lankan national arrive in New Delhi. Met Department forecasts increase in rainfall activity over northwest India from tomorrow. And in cricket, India set 371-run target before England in first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Leeds. And now the news in detail. United States President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, which will come into effect in the coming hours. The announcement was made last night, shortly after an Iranian missile attack on a U.S. airbase in Qatar.
In a statement on Truth Social, Trump said the ceasefire would begin once both countries have wound down and completed their ongoing final missions, adding that the ceasefire would be implemented in stages. The U.S. president added that Iran will initiate the ceasefire, followed by Israel on the 12th hour, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, News Desk, Akashvani.
Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has denied any agreement on a ceasefire with Israel. In a social media post, Araghchi said the final decision on the cessation of their military operations will be made later. He further added that Tehran has no intention to continue its response, provided the Israeli regime stops its illegal aggression against the Iranian people. On the other, Iran's Fars News Agency, which is affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, reported that the ceasefire plan proposed by President Trump is entirely false and was intended to divert public attention. The agency also stated that contrary to Trump's claims, Iran has not received any official or unofficial proposal for a ceasefire. Earlier last night, Iran launched ballistic missile attacks at the Al Udeid airbase in Qatar, the largest U.S. military installation in West Asia, in what Tehran described as retaliation for recent American bombing of its nuclear facilities. The primary target was Al Udeid, located southwest of Doha, but reports also indicate that Iran targeted the Ain al-Asad base in Iraq. The attack occurred hours after Qatar closed its airspace and the U.S. embassy directed American nationals to take shelter. More details from our correspondent.
U.S. officials have confirmed that none of the ballistic missiles fired by Iran struck the Al Udeid airbase in Qatar, a clear indication of the effectiveness of both intelligence and defensive systems in place. The missile attack, however, has drawn sharp condemnation from West Asia and beyond. Meanwhile, Qatar's Ministry of Interior has assured its residents that the security situation remains stable. The United States State Department also issued an updated travel alert for Kuwait, citing the volatile situation. The crisis has sent shockwaves in the aviation industry. Air India has announced the immediate suspension of all operations to West Asia. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, Bahrain, Kuwait and the UAE have reopened their airspaces after temporarily closing them. The US State Department also issued an updated travel alert for Kuwait, citing the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Iran's National Security Committee has approved the framework of a bill that would suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, deepening international concerns about nuclear oversight in West Asia. The proposed legislation, still awaiting full parliamentary approval, would halt the installation of monitoring equipment, inspections and reporting obligations until Iran deems its nuclear facilities secure. Under Operation Sindhu, a total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi last evening on a special flight. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2003 Indian nationals have been brought back safely from Iran so far. The evacuees shared their experience, thanking the government.
गए थे हम लोग ज्यारत के लिए, जाके परेशान थे, कायदे से लोग लेके यहाँ तक आए और हम लोग यहाँ तक आ गए हैं। प्रधानमंत्री का शुक्रगुजार हैं,
बहुत मदद की है हर जगह जाने के लिए, बस हर जगह आप लोग टेलीफोनिक सपोर्ट एनी टाइम 24 आवर, अगर जरूरत पड़ रही किसी चीज में क्वेश्चन है तो एम्बेसी सपोर्ट कर रही है।
The first batch of 161 passengers will arrive in Delhi today from Amman, Jordan under the operation. These 161 individuals were evacuated from Israel and moved to Amman by road. The Embassy of India in Tel Aviv is making arrangements for the evacuation of Indians. All Indian nationals have been requested to register themselves with the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. In case of any queries, they can contact the 24/7 control room established at Embassy of India in Tel Aviv. The telephone numbers are 972-5475-2071 and 972-5432-7-8392. Global oil prices recorded their sharpest single-day decline in 5 years following Iran's attack on the Al Udeid U.S. airspace in Qatar. Oil prices tumbled over 6%, falling by $5 per barrel after Iran launched retaliatory strikes in response to U.S. attacks on Iranian nuclear facilities. The oil market initially surged on weekend tensions but began selling off sharply. The price decline reflects market relief that Iran's retaliation strategy focused on military rather than economic targets. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday and emphasized the need for counterterrorism in all its forms and manifestations to maintain overall peace and stability in the region. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry informed that both sides reviewed recent developments in India-China bilateral relations and underscored the need to promote the overall development of the India-China bilateral relations, including by fostering greater people-to-people ties. Views were also exchanged on other bilateral, regional and global issues of mutual interest. NSA Dobhal noted that he looked forward to meeting with Mr. Wang Yi in India at a mutually convenient date for the 24th round of the special representative talks. NSA Dobhal is visiting China to attend the 20th meeting of the SCO Security Council secretaries. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. The celebration will bring together spiritual leaders and other members to reflect upon and commemorate the visionary dialogue that continues to shape India's social and moral fabric. The program is a powerful tribute to the shared vision of social justice, unity and spiritual harmony championed by both Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi. We have a report on this.
On March 12, 1925, the historic meeting between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi took place at Shivagiri in Verkala. Their discussion focused on Vaikyam Satyagraha, non-violence, the abolition of untouchability and the upliftment of the oppressed classes. Both leaders had an in-depth conversation about the inequalities that existed in society due to the caste system and the practice of untouchability. Guru also emphasized that education and economic resources were essential for the upliftment of the lower caste. Mayusha, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed tomorrow. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency, the darkest phase of Indian history. A report.
Last year, the government had declared 25th June as Samvidhan Hatya Divas to pay tribute to all those who suffered and fought against the gross abuse of power during the period of emergency and to recommit the people of India to not support in any manner such gross abuse of power in future. On 25th June 1975, in a brazen display of a dictatorial mindset, the then Indira Gandhi government had imposed the emergency on the nation for 18 months. Lakhs of people were thrown behind bars for no fault of their own, and the voice of the media was silenced. The observance of Samvidhan Hatya Divas helps in keeping the eternal flame of individual freedom and democracy alive in every Indian, thus preventing any dictatorial force from repeating those horrors. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department has forecast increase in rainfall activity with isolated heavy to very heavy falls over northwest India from tomorrow onwards. It said very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Madhya Pradesh too. There is forecast for heavy rainfall in eastern, northeastern and central parts too. Rajasthan, Kerala and Karnataka may also experience heavy rainfall today. Fishermen have been advised not to venture over along and off Gujarat coast, Konkan coast, Andhra Pradesh coast, Central Bay of Bengal and Andaman Sea today. Train services between South Assam, Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram and the rest of the country via Guwahati have been suspended since last evening due to landslides. An official from the Northeast Frontier Railway said the landslides have impacted the railway track in the new Haflong Jatinga-Lampur section. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station ISS is now targeting a launch tomorrow. According to a statement on NASA's official website, NASA, Axiom Space and SpaceX are aiming for a launch at 12:01 p.m. IST tomorrow for the fourth private astronaut mission to the ISS. The mission is set to lift off from Launch Complex 39A at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In news just in, the Israeli military said that it identified new waves of missiles launched towards Israel from Iran early this morning and that its defensive systems were activated. The Israel Defense Forces today said that sirens sounded in several areas across Israel following the identification of missiles towards the state of Israel a short while ago. In Test cricket, India have set a target of 371 runs before England in the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley, Leeds. A report.
Chasing the target, England were 21 without loss at stumps on day 4, needing 350 more runs on the final day. On the other hand, visitors must take all 10 wickets to win the match. Earlier, India were bowled out for 364 in their second innings with brilliant centuries by KL Rahul and Rishabh Pant being the highlight. Rahul scored 137 while Pant made 118 runs. Pant created history by becoming the first Asian wicketkeeper batter to score two centuries in a single test match. For England, Joe Stung and Brydon Carr took 3 wickets each. In their first innings, England posted 465 in response to India's 471 runs. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Text.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today lead with tension in West Asia. The Hindu opens with Iran launches missiles at US bases in Qatar, Iraq. The Indian Express mentions Qatar home to over 8 lakh Indians. Delhi monitors situation, alerts its nationals. The Economic Times writes stocks feel the West Asia heat but don't boil over. India seen cushioned on oil spike for now, says the Hindustan Times. India not desperate to seal early tranche of trade deal with US, states the Business Standard. With yellow alert sounded by IMD, rain and thunderstorm predicted, monsoon likely to reach Delhi today, informs the Asian Age. Asia warming twice as fast as global average, informs the Times of India. And finally, buckle up for a gastronomic adventure aboard the Katra Srinagar Vande Bharat Express. The Pioneer has an interesting story of how IRCTC is all set to transform the scenic train journey into a rolling feast. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. US President Donald Trump claims Israel and Iran agree to a ceasefire. Iran denies. Israel yet to comment. Iran attacks US military installation in Qatar in retaliation for American bombing of its nuclear facilities. Global oil prices record sharpest single-day decline in 5 years. Under Operation Sindhu, 290 Indians and one Sri Lankan national arrive in New Delhi. Met Department forecasts increase in rainfall activity over northwest India from tomorrow. And in cricket, India sets 371 run target before England in first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Leeds. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.